Couple of stories in the news that are worth talking about this morning. First of all, we've mentioned on the news the fact that a baseball umpire here in the Ottawa area got hit by a foul ball and then a few weeks later died of the flesh-eating disease. He thought it was just a bruise. He thought it was going to go away, and it developed into something much more, which I think is very scary to anybody who hears that story.
It is, except that it's an extremely rare occurrence. It's really unfortunate that this happened to him. But he also had, as they found out later, acute leukemia. And what happens with acute leukemia is that your immune system does not work as effectively to clear any damage. Flesh-eating disease is caused by the toxin produced by a bacteria, a common bacteria that's found on our skin. And it produces this toxin, which literally assists the body in destroying surrounding tissue. It's almost an overreaction to what the body is supposed to do with regards to attacking the infection. It also damages the surrounding skin very rapidly. And it rapidly progresses. And you know, there have been a few other famous instances. Lucien Bouchard was one where he had that infection in the leg. So there, it is an infection that happens. But I think we should caution everybody that it is extremely rare. It's unfortunate for this gentleman. He had an initial injury, and that injury probably allowed bacteria in that area where the skin was bruised to get under the skin and then start to cause the infection and produce that toxin, compounded with the fact that he had an undiagnosed leukemia, which then made that much more serious and much more worse for him.
Now, speaking of skin conditions, we know that among the elderly, leg ulcers can become a real problem. And now there is a preliminary finding that shows that a new spray-on treatment might actually help with this.
Right. This is a company-funded study that was published in The Lancet that looked at what we call venous stasis ulcers. This is when the veins in the leg get blocked. And when they get blocked over, and one in 50 people will develop these ulcers after the age of 50. And what happens is that as the veins get blocked, if you just think of a plumbing system where water will back up, the same thing happens with blood. It backs up in the feet and lower legs, and it literally compresses the cells. The pressure from the accumulating blood and fluid compresses the cells and suffocates them. It damages them, and they break down, and you end up with these ulcers. And for many people, it ends up being a chronic condition. And the treatment to date is using pressure stockings to squeeze the blood out, to squeeze the fluid out, which helps about 30 to 70% of the time, as well as other bandages to help the wound heal. In this case, they had 178 patients, and they sprayed on skin cells, human skin cells, to try and help the healing. And they found that it did help. After about 12 weeks in these people, the ulcers had healed in about 70% of the patients, compared to 46% who received the placebo. But it was a phase 2 study. It was mainly to look at a small group of people to see how well it works. And at least this particular article and the authors themselves state that it is a preliminary result and that they're not hanging their hat on anything, but certainly very encouraging because there have been limited treatments so far. And if this does pan out, it's also much easier to treat the condition this way than to do the labor-intensive type of treatment with the pressure stockings and the bandages.
Barry, thank you.
You're very welcome, Mark.